Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness, and may be distressing for some viewers. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout.
I still can't believe I actually did that. Hopefully there won't be another catch for a while. No more tests. Though, I think the others are talking about me already. I need to get out.
Dustin, we've broken him.
Scar, I like the guy, but we can only have so many people here before we start attracting attention.
Yeah, besides, he was an investigator trespassing on our property. How do we know he wasn't just pretending to not be police?
We got a good catch yesterday, and he's had months to turn us in. Please, let's keep him.
I'm gonna stay neutral on this. I'll get the meat on.
Well, this is my cabin, and I make the rules and I have final say.
Oh, what? She's already had me scrubbing a pig's insides under her strange mind control. What else has she got planned?
Well, all right. Fine. For now.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome, darling. Hey, boy! Come out here and help us prepare the meat.
Thank you, Dustin.
It's Marin you should thank. I don't let anyone else sway my opinion.
I can tell how much you care for her. At least you don't need to worry about something bad happening to her.
You think this is ideal, son? I can't even hug her. And she can still be taken from me. Now get chopping.
Don't worry, Daddy. I've hidden it all over. No one will find every piece. Not ever or ever.
After doing my tasks, I return to my room. Kara has been getting the other children to wake up earlier and earlier to sing their song to me for longer. Although it's helped me adjust, I'm not even sure what I'm going back to once I leave.
I found a new game today, Levi. We're gonna build a levee around the cabin using the snow.
That sounds like fun.
I like you being here. Now that you're listening to us, maybe now you'll stay here and play games with us forever.
I can't stay forever. I have things to go back to. I can't remember what, but I have to.
Don't you like it here? What would make you like your room more?
Honestly, nothing. I just need to leave. In a few months at most.
Fine by me. You could even bring more people with you when you come back.
He's talking about leaving us forever, Kai.
No, he's not. You wouldn't leave us forever, would you?
I don't think Dustin or Hurley would let me leave and come back.
If Marin said you could...
Well, I don't. No one ever leaves. Even the ones in Dropper's room can't leave. Daddy made sure of it.
That doesn't seem fair, Marin.
What's not fair is that some people like them think that girls like me should just accept getting beards one day just because they think I'll rape their kids.
You mean some of the people in there are TERFs? I remember someone telling me that a TERF gathering disappeared suddenly one day some years ago. You all caused that?
Yeah. We all made a song using our spiritual powers. And we caught those monsters inside. Trapping them, then dropping them. Sometimes I like to drop sausages down there. Makes them wail and scream for hours and hours.
Buttered turfs.
Self-righteous bigots who hate trans people.
But then, why did your daddy kill you?
It was the only way. The doctors wouldn't put me on puberty blockers. Something about the sanctity of childhood. So, he made me a ghost while I was still myself. Anyway, now that the others are here...
I understand your errand, but...
You don't interrupt me! Since when do you interrupt me? I'm the oldest one here, so I'm in charge.
You shouldn't speak to your sister like that.
Wait, sister?
All of you are in Dustin's care. Kind of. So, that makes you all siblings.
Cool.
You honestly like Kara, don't you?
Yeah, she's been really nice to me. What am I saying? Why am I becoming like an uncle to these kids?
Do you like me, Levi?
Well, yeah. I'm still creeped out by your powers, but you're a nice girl. I just think you're still hurting.
All right then, Kara.
Levi's innocent, like all of us. We shouldn't be put through this. And if he wants to live, we should let him.
If he leaves, then Daddy will be taken away.
He killed all of us.
He had to think quickly. There was no other way at the time. And he couldn't have me be alone.
But why did he become a cannibal?
Can you see my daddy going to the store and bringing it all back to this cabin without someone like you taking notice?
That's fair.
We shouldn't have been hurt too. I'm sure some of the others are happy that this has happened, but...
Yeah, my old life sucked.
But I miss my mom. What I can remember. And I'm sure Levi has a mother too.
I wish there was another way. But there's not. Now can we please make a levy together?
I'm not blaming your daddy, but... Please, let me go.
Please let me help him to leave.
I just wanted us all to play games forever. Why can't we all just stay here and play games forever?
Because some of us don't want to be here. We want to go home.
I don't belong here, Maren. I don't feel safe. This life, it's not me.
Are you two saying that I'm forcing you into something you don't want?
It's not you, Maren.
I'm not asking you to fight your daddy, just... Please don't fight me.
What about that levy, Levi?
I would like that.
Okay. I'll be outside.
Over the following weeks, Kara and Kai helped me figure a way out of this. Spring would be best when the snow around Scandinavia, Peru, Indonesia will have melted away. Less tracks, easier terrain. And Kai says he'll get some of the other kids to lure some animals into the cabin as a distraction. I hope this works.
Keep this jar on you somehow, Levi, so the police will believe you.
Thanks, Kara. What is it?
My ovaries. Now I know why Dustin kept them. It was for Maren.
Really? What are they for?
Nothing at her age.
Oh, hi, Maren.
You're leaving us very soon, aren't you?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
I'll miss you. Will you ever come back?
It wouldn't be safe for me to, so...
what if it was safe?
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this. Since I never really enjoyed spending time with kids in the past, but yeah, it's been fun. Sometimes.
What's been your favorite game? We could play that tonight.
Well, I admit chopping off duck dicks and scaring the turfs with them was fun.
Okay, Levi. I'll prepare a knife. Make sure you keep hold of it.
I will. Thanks. I barely sleep that night. Nervous and excited. Don't come close. No matter how hard I try, I can't remember anyone's name or face. I'm not even sure what the trees look like where I'm from. How far did I travel anyway? I know there's one friend I have. Maybe they were called Texas, or Dorothy, or Boris? The sun rises all too soon. I hear the rooster even before I see the light. Wait. Since when did we have roosters? Has the plan started already? I thought we agreed to let me have breakfast first.
What in tarnation is that? Has that boy brought a dang bird into my cabin?
Good morning, Papa. I brought you a present.
Well, now I appreciate the thought, but...
And I got you a goose. Her name's Gretel, and she likes water rest and watermelons.
Now just hold on a minute.
What in holy tarnation?
All right, enough of this here nonsense. Scarlet, I want these chickens silenced.
Don't kill them, Papa.
You kids will train them to be quiet or be on my plate.
I'll go check the perimeter, in case anyone's noticed.
And I'll go check on that investigator.
He's got a name, Papa.
Not if he had anything to do with this, he hasn't. All right, boy. What do you know about all this?
I don't know anything about it, sir.
Marin, where are you?
I'm here, Daddy. And I didn't see you sneak out of the cabin with all the other kids last night.
Where did you see him?
He was right here. He loves listening to me sing. He even said he'd listen to me forever and ever.
Did I actually say that? I remember us both talking last night, but...
All right then, darling. I believe you. Are those varmints destroying my collection? Get a hold of yourself, Scarlet, and catch those 10 horns.
How about you come here and help for a change? There's a literal 100.
Don't you dare talk back to me. Don't make me regret keeping you.
Go ahead and try to shoot me. I don't think Marin will be pleased.
Now, that's not... Just do as I say.
Is now a bad time to release the frogs I caught?
Now, look here, boy.
Dustin leaves to get the frogs, but Kai keeps the box out of his reach. In all the chaos, I think I can risk it.
That goose is your problem.
She's your problem.
Fine, she's Hurley's problem.
Now, Levi, now is your chance.
I make it to the door. It's still unlocked, thanks to the kids. I get outside.
Yes, we won.
Quiet, Kai!
The fuck you, what?!
I bolt as fast as I can, but that isn't too fast.
You backstabbing, lily-livered little shit. I spared you, I fed you, I haven't made you new shoes, and this is how you repay me? I should have listened to my airline gut from the start. You were never gonna be anything but trouble. Now that's a knee and an ankle you'll be missing.
Please, help me. Kara, Kai, anyone.
We can't negatively affect living things with a strong will. We already tried the song on him.
and a hand, too. Any last word before I blast your head away as well?
Dustin grabs me by the hair, his face pressed up close to mine, sneering with rage. I take my chance and draw the knife I kept from Marin.
Yeah!
The knife glowed purple as it sliced his fingers off. I missed his wrist. Fuck!
No more! No more! What the... A fire? A fire! Marin!
I can help you stand. Lean on me.
Kara helps me stand as Dustin runs inside. I can barely walk, but I force myself to, step by step. I feel more of the kids gather around me. Hopefully Dustin will be too busy saving his collection to come after me. But Hurley's still out there.
We can do this. Last I saw of Scarlet, Gretel was pooping on her from a hole in the roof.
That's good. Who started the fire?
Marin did.
Marin?